Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Henry Rollins from the Henry Rollins Band in Black.
I'm about to have my nerve put down. It really hurts.
Oh, no, wait. Rob Rollins. But no relation to that amazing.
No, it's not.
Do you know that guy and his music?
Nope.
I should get you some Black Flag albums and some Henry Rollins. He's amazing. Also does some great spoken word.
So you drop your defenses and you drop all your fears.
Kind of like post-punk.
I'm a liar.
Never mind. But you run DNR Farms in Hamden, Mass. DNR to me means do not resuscitate. What does DNR mean? It's a poultry farm, so maybe you don't resuscitate.
Well, it's more of my wife's name is Diane, and my name's Rob.
Diane and Rob. So DNR Farms is mostly a poultry farm?
Yes.
But you didn't start out on a poultry farm, or did you? You grew up on a family farm.
On a family farm that raised a lot of turkeys, about 20 to 25,000 turkeys.
I love the story you were telling me, Rob, about how when you would sit down with your father and your mom and you were bringing to your dad one of the first turkeys that you are raising yourself, and just how, yes, it's a family meal, but now there's two experts taking a look at this turkey, you and your mom and your dad. And can you share that a little bit with us?
My father passed away 3 years ago. Before he passed away, we started working on the turkeys. And I said, okay, Dad, cut it, see what you think, and taste it. And he says, you still got the Sonny Acres taste.
So that's probably the highest kind of compliment he could have given you.
Yes.
Was your father farming all the way up until the end, or?
No, we lost the farm because of the town. It was around about 2009 that we started ours. In a different location, it's a small little farm, not as big as my parents. My parents had 47 acres.
And how big is yours?
Mine's 2.5 with renting is 7 acres.
And is it much different to raise chickens instead of turkeys?
Kind of the same, except it's like we got 150 layers. So that's year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Our turkeys don't go year-round.
Right.
Turkeys go probably 5 to 6 months, and that's it.
Now, the other interesting thing is, and I'm assuming it has to do with the town taking the land for the farm, but you use the resources and the knowledge that you gained from being on a farm and fixing tractors and fixing farm equipment to have a workshop that does all sorts of mechanical work instead, right?
Yes. I own Rob's Auto and Tractor Trailer Service, too.
Who's that named after?
Rob?
Yes.
It's named after Henry Rollins, the Henry Rollins Band.
And then my wife's got a full-time job. She works at East Long Meadow Wingate. We just decided that we wanted to have good fruit, vegetables, and meat because we can never find it. So we wanted the best quality we can, and we started with 25 layers and 10 turkeys.
And that's layer as in a chicken lays, not like layers, like a layer cake.
Laying hens.
Uh-huh.
And now we're up to 175 layers, and this year we had 100 turkeys. And we do meat chickens, too.
I love to meet chickens, and I think I'm about to because you brought a whole chicken that's still warm.
Yes,
right, let's
it
take
is.
A look at this,
let's
baby.
Let's take a look at it, indeed. I want to eat it. I feel like one of the Blues Brothers. I'll just have a whole chicken.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken leg?
4 fried chickens and a Coke.
Mmm, that is good. I'm not sharing this with anybody else.
No, he usually doesn't. Another farmer catering day for Monty.
I could eat this whole chicken myself. No problem. Delicious.
I love it, too.
You can have some. It's your chicken.
It's your chicken. Eat it, too.
And you do some farmers markets when they're in season, but is it mostly people coming to the farm to pick this stuff up, or are you in any other stores?
We have a store out on our premises that's open year-round.
Hamden, Mass.
Yep.
Where is Hamden, Monty?
It's in Hamden County.
It's next to East Long Meadow in Wilbraham. And then we just started running the one in Wilbraham Gardens on Boston Road. We're starting January 9th every Saturday.
Now, Rob, you're also a mechanic. You've got a garage that works on vehicles of all stripes, farm vehicles and other cars and things like that. Here's the scenario. You have to change a carburetor, or there is an egg lodged inside one of your laying hens that you have to manually get out. Which is the task that you like to do the most?
The chicken.
You heard it here first.
Yep, the chicken any day.
You're all done turning wrenches?
It's more satisfaction of getting up in the morning, seeing what you could do. I'm getting done with the corporate end of it. It's
and of course, the reality is, as a farmer, you're always going to have equipment you're repairing or creatively adapting to what the task is. And I love that your son is like leaping in as soon as he can with his own farm, he hoped.
He's working on getting his own farm within the next year.
Rob Rollins, who is from DNR Farms in Hamden, Massachusetts. When he's not raising the chickens, he's working on UPS's fleet of vehicles that are bringing you all your holiday hoopla right now. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.